You know, it's definitely different. I think he'll be around, and I think we'll still see him, but it'll definitely be different going out on Sundays without him. Obviously, not even for us, for an organizational standpoint. I mean, he's been a mainstay for 11 years now, and it's definitely going to be a different feel. But I think each of us don't need to do more than our job. We need to go out there and don't need to play beyond ourselves. We just need to go out there and execute what our assignments are and go out there and play the way we need to play.
JC, do you feel like the line is starting to gel a little bit now, like 6.5 games together?
Yeah, I think you saw every week we kind of, like you said, came together and knew where each other were going to be and knew how each other were going to pick up twists and blitzes and things like that. But, with Joe being down, the next guy's going to have to step up and there'll be a little bit of a learning curve. Luckily, with Joe's practice schedule throughout, OTAs and in camp and stuff, we've had plenty of reps with a different left tackle. And so, hopefully all that experience there will carry over the game and speed that process up.
How does it kind of change things across line? Because with Joe, obviously, you can leave him on an island against almost anybody. So how does it kind of change everything?
Yeah, obviously things like that, protection assignments, not change, but the amount of help you have to give a left tackle changes when a Hall of Famer is not in there. But that'll be something we work through and we figure out what we need to do, for whoever's in there.
I'm sure you knew a lot about Joe before you became his teammate. So first off, what did you think about him when you were playing with Green Bay? Just his reputation.
I mean, I think he has as strong and positive of a reputation among the players in the league as anybody. I think he's well liked, well respected. Obviously, an Iron Man, and I think everybody along the league would pass along their sympathies and feel bad for him. They know what he's meant to this team, this city, this organization. It's a tough day. It's a tough day. Yeah, it's one of the weird things about football. It's something like that can happen, anytime, and that's the weird part. You'd think it would be, eventually a knee or an ankle or something would get rolled up on, and for it to be a tricep's a little different. But it's tough, and you feel for him. Everybody knows how much Joe loves being out there and being out there every single play, and everybody feels for him more than anybody of just knowing that he can't go out there again this Sunday. So that's tough.
He talked to us just a little bit ago about deciding in the off season whether he'll continue his career. Have you guys been talking about that at all?
No, that's something I don't think. That's Joe's decision and that's Joe's family decision. And I know everybody here, and I'm sure everybody across the city would love to have him back. So that's something that Joe will decide when Joe feels like it's time to decide. But we'd always want him back. So.
Is there any? Have you talked to him since last night?
Yeah, I saw him for a little bit, but.
Is there anything you can say to a guy when he has that?
Just give him a half hug. You don't want to grab the bad arm, but a half hug and just tell him you feel for him, and you you're there for him. That's really all you can do at this point,
How was he when you saw him? I mean, we're used to him being the cheery.
Yeah, I think he's still somewhat positive. I don't think he's down in the dumps. I'm sure. Everybody's, other than, I guess, Joe, I mean, we've all gone through injuries and times where you've had to miss games, and everybody kind of has to wrestle with that themselves and kind of, in their alone time, kind of get themselves through it, get them, their own mentality kind of switched and flipped. So that'll be on, him to do with, his own time frame. So he'll have to go through that, and, everybody has to. So I think overall he's not depressed or down in the dumps. I think it's, he's going through the process everybody has to go through at this time.
How do you view the 10,363 snaps and where that fits into sports?
I think even when we talked about it when it was, when we was just crossing the 10,000 threshold, I mean, that is something that I'm not sure will ever be repeated. I mean, I put it up there with the Cal Ripken, streak. That's just something that this day and age I'm not sure we'll ever be touched. And obviously, you'd love to see him go through his entire career, running that streak. But that number is truly impressive and a league full of different stats and things we track, I mean, I think that is the most impressive stat you'll find.
Along the lines of injuries, you know, you've been through it. Your former team has been crushed by injuries.
Yeah.
Does it seem like there's more now? I don't know what the numbers say, JC, but it just seems like, are we more hypersensitive to the bigger injuries? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to go back and look at the numbers, too. You never know, but I think it's just part of the game. I think injuries happen and people miss time, and I think that's really something you just have to look at the hard numbers for.
So many big names.
Right. I think that adds to it, but I think you really just have to look at the numbers, and I would be interested to hear what that is, but I wouldn't be able to tell you.